Pasco, Pasco, can you turn it off and then can you turn it on again? Hey!
The Adelaide Tech Guy, thanks to Nick and all of the crew at Harvey Norman Computers. Thank you to the crew out there. They sell a lot of computers. Richard Pascoe, good afternoon and welcome again. Friend, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, Pilko. Big cheerio to Shane at the Mount Barker store as well. So, yeah. He runs the Mount Barker store in charge of all the tech stuff down there as well.
And so good at what he does?
Very good at what he does.
Oh, yeah, I suppose you've got to say that. You can't say he's incompetent and nobody knows how he bloody well got the job.
He could be better. So yeah.
It's a dumb question, isn't it? Is he any good?
They're all good at what they do as well.
And so friendly and likable and all that
They're
sort of thing?
They're all friendly and likable down there, which is good to see. Yeah. Good to see we've got the week off, Pilko. I just thought I'd slide that in there.
Oh, Port Adelaide, we've got
a few battered bodies
around. Chicken shit. You know, they're too scared to play because of COVID. That's the only reason, you know. Oh, Port Adelaide with a bye. Bye-bye, Port Adelaide, I tell you what. Now, you've got this computer. Oh, this is a bit of all right. It's worth a couple of million dollars.
So it's $2,119, the Acer computer out there as well. It's a gaming computer, $2,000. It's $2,199. Honestly,
it's a lovely
get on
bit
the
of
phones. Ask me a question. Yeah. Don't ring me up when I've. It's still having people when I leave ringing up and say, can you put me in the draw? No, you've got to ring up on air, talk to us, ask us a question, and you'll go into a draw. And I think we've got about two more weeks to go.
Yeah. So they ring you after hours, they're on the mobile, you won't put them in the drawer?
No.
Oh, you lousy old son. So you get more like Jerry every day. South Plympton, the first caller for the afternoon is Debbie. Hello, Debbie.
How are you going?
Hi, Debbie.
So, Richard, just letting you know, I will be calling you shortly to come and service my computer.
Very good, Debbie.
With jam and cream.
Okay, that's better. Thanks, Debbie. That's good.
He works cheap, doesn't he, eh? Bit of jam and a bit of cream. Yeah, right.
My question is...
Yes.
You know when scammers steal people's legitimate mobile numbers and make scam calls showing that number?
Yes.
Can the user or the owner, or the legitimate owner of that number, get their service provider to do anything about it?
In a word, probably no, they can't. What they're doing is they're masking that number when they do it. So it's like they copy that number. It's a restaurateur in Adelaide at the moment, and they normally go away after a couple of weeks. So you get all of these calls duplicating your number, and they normally disappear in a couple of weeks because nobody knows. You know, in the end, it's not who it appears to be.
It's an annoying couple of weeks.
But it is an annoying couple of weeks there as well.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Debbie.
Right. Right on. Thanks. The scones and cream are on the go. All right, John at Pasadena, hard actor fellow. Hello, John.
Hi, Tony. Richard, thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure, John.
I've heard you mention several times that mechanical drives eventually die because of moving parts.
Yep.
And that solid-state drives have no moving parts.
That's right.
My computer, Toshiba Satellite...
Mm-hmm.
Few years old and is now very, very slow.
Yep.
Is this a sign that it's going to fail? And if so, can I have the mechanical drive replaced with a solid-state drive, or is it more economical for me to consider purchasing a new computer with a solid drive?
Do you like your old computer, John?
I do, because it has got a drive and a
DVD burner.
Yeah, DVD burner and that in it. So I do like it. Yep.
So, yes, John, you can go along and get a solid-state drive put in there. If you want to ring me, I'll tell you where to take it. Cost is normally round about for a 500-gig, 1 terabyte one, round about the $300 mark. So if you've got a nice quick computer now, this actually speeds it up and probably guarantees you'll get a few more years' life out of it. John?
It's quick, except the very slow... processing things and that. Is that a sign that it's going to fail?
It could, John, but without coming out. When I come and see people, I test their drives. It's one of the things I do. When I walk in the door, one of the first things I come along, I've got some software on a key and I test your drive and it tells me how long it's going to last or if there are any errors on it.
Good luck with it, John. Get in touch with Richard anyway. From Parafil Gardens for Richard Pascoe, Mike's given us a call. Mike, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Richard.
Mike.
Bring it up on behalf of the missus. She got an LG, I think it's a model K42, it could be a 47, I'm not sure.
Yes.
She's with Vodafone. when she talks to her sister up at the Barossa Valley,
right,
she's got no problem speaking on loudspeaker, but rings her son up at Murray Bridge, the loudspeaker, it doesn't work properly. It cuts in and out and does everything. It might be a simple problem, but I'm not sure.
So it doesn't cut out with the sister?
No, but Barossa Valley's okay. It's crystal clear. It just seems to be with Murray Bridge.
It's probably because... And what's he... What? Which telco is he with?
He'd be Telstra.
He'd be Telstra at Murray Bridge. I reckon it's I would say it's a Vodafone, not the phone issue, because if it only happens with one person, it'd be either I'd say be his end. Does that make sense?
It's at Murray Bridge end.
I'd say be the Murray Bridge end, because if it happened with everybody that she rings, that'd be fine. But if it's only like one person, it's normally the reception that they're getting at that area where they are.
So it's specific to the area.
Yeah.
Right. So it wouldn't be a phone issue, then?
No, I don't think it's a phone issue, Mike. I think the people at Vodafone probably need to pedal a bit harder just to make it work.
Yeah. Let's go to Kentown for Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide tech guy. He's available on the mobile phone 0419 829 145. And lo and behold, he actually answers the phone. That's how much spare time he's got. Or you can go online, theadelaidetechguy.com.au.
I was just going to say, I've still got to return a call from...
Last week.
Graham at Glenelg has rung me. So, yes, I will call you back, Graham. So, yeah.
Right. To Kentown, Joe with a question for Richard Pascoe. Hello, Joe.
Yeah, g'day, Pilco. G'day, Richard.
Hi, Joe.
I've got a subscription with Google One Storage.
Yep. Yes.
It updates my photos. I can go on my desktop and see them all, photos that I take on my phone. I did the settings so it updates the device as well, the device backup.
Yeah.
But I was hoping I'd be able to go on my desktop and look at all the other files that are on my phone, but I can't. Is there a better option for backup?
Probably not for your phone. I think the Google One Storage does a great job out of it. So
it
if
good.
You go to Google Drive, you can't see it?
There's nothing in Google Drive. Device backup, there's 0.06 gigabytes, so it doesn't seem a lot there. But
have a look for a program called Google Takeout.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so Google Takeout actually enables you to download everything that you've got stored at Google.
Google Takeout.
All right.
Yeah, I've written that down. I'll have a look at that, see how we go with that.
No worries. Thanks, Joe.
Our Adelaide Tech Guy, thanks to the crew at Harvey Norman Computers with this nearly $2,200 worth of computer to give away. And we'll come up with a winner, another couple of weeks' time?
We will. We'll put all the people. We've got some names already, so I'll put all those in the drawer. And then a couple of weeks' time, we'll name the winner of this.
It's a lovely prize.
Oh, $2,200 laptop. It's even great
if, even if you didn't use it, you could just put it on the desk and look at it.
You could too. And to just let people know, it's got the numbers on the side. So it's got a numerical keypad.
So is that a plus?
People love a numerical keypad.
Oh, yeah?
I'm always getting clients go, can you find me a laptop with a numerical keypad?
And this has got one on the side.
It's got one on the side. So when you're entering all your figures in on your accounts, makes it really easy to do.
Janet, I hope you're going to be able to win it in a couple of weeks. You're at Port Broughton with a question for Richard Pascoe, our tech guy. Hello, Janet.
Hi. I just got a question, Lee. After I've lost all my information, I've started to store it on OneDrive now.
Good, Janet.
But I wonder if there's... doing one application, can I save it in OneDrive and on my laptop as well? Or do I have to save it in OneDrive and on laptop?
When you save things on, OneDrive will save your documents, your desktop, your pictures, your videos, they'll all be backed up. You'll have a copy on your desktop and you'll have a copy on your computer and a copy up on the cloud at OneDrive as well.
Okay, so I don't have to do it twice. No. If I want to look at what I'm having trouble with, say I'm out and I want to access something on my mobile.
Yep.
Can I do that in OneDrive?
Yes, you can.
Okay.
So you install the OneDrive app on your mobile, sign in, and then you can open up Word documents, have a look at the pictures on there. So it opens that portal through to the cloud, so you can basically see anything that's on OneDrive.
Okay. So if I'm doing that, do you think I need a portable hard drive as well?
You could, Janet, if you wanted to, but you know, I'm quite happy with the one on the computer, one up on OneDrive as well. Because if you delete something from OneDrive or your computer, it goes into the rubbish bin at OneDrive and it's there for 30 days.
Okay, not a problem.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Janet.
Another problem solved. Let's see if we can have the same luck with Marino. Marino, thank you for the call. You're down at Morford Vale. Your question for Richard Pascoe.
Well, my question for Richard is that I get a lot of my bills and that come in electronically.
Yes.
And I get gas, electricity and everything. I'd open up the PDF and I happily print it away from my files, except when I get my Telstra bill, I open up my PDF and it won't print. Yeah. How's that?
So what are you trying to put? When you press print on yours, right, as well, do you go, sometimes they don't. So if you go into the advanced settings on there, you need to change something depending on the layout of the bill.
The bill seems similar to all the others, right?
I know, but it can be just a slightly different in page size. And that was normally why sometimes some of them don't print.
No, because it sort of starts printing and it might print half a page and then stops.
But it does it for everything else?
No, only for the Telstra bills.
Have a look at the page size. There's a part in there which says shrink down to A4 or make sure it fits on that page.
See, I've done that.
You've done that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a bit hard for me to, you've got a problem when it comes down. Is there a problem in the printing settings? That's what it is, Marino.
With the Telstra bills, and that's it. Not every other PDF file that I use prints perfectly okay.
I've had people with other different issues, and their Telstra bill prints fine.
Fair enough.
All right.
Okay. Nearly a happy customer.
So sometimes, Bill, you've got to look at all the different settings in the background. Yeah, you really do.
So be patient. Is it probably?
Yeah, you've got to go along and have a look because you can print. I don't think I've found anything I've not been able to print in there.
Okay.
But sometimes, depending on the printer that you've got, you've got to go in the back and say and look at the different print settings in there sometimes.
How could they have changed that?
I don't know, sometimes you go in and change things as well. So, it can be a different thing, whether it's an HP computer, an Epson, or a Brother. So just have another look, Marino.
Okay, to Aberfoyle Park and for Richard Pascoe, David's on the line. David, good afternoon. Go ahead.
Yeah, Richard, just wondering, I've got the Apple key tag, my key.
Yeah.
Now, how often does the battery usually last before you've got to swap it over usually?
They think it's around about a year, 18 months.
And also, how often do you have to swap the key ring, like the actual leather key ring around? How long does the leather usually last for as well?
Oh, I think the leather key ring's going to last you a long time.
Nice. Thanks, Richard. Have a good afternoon.
No worries. Thanks, David.
Right.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
A lady from Everard Park for Richard Pascoe. We've got Leslie on the phone. You're somewhere or another there. Hi, Leslie.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Good, Leslie.
Listen, I've got a iPhone XS Max.
Yes.
Pro Max.
Yep.
It cost me $2,500, this phone.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it in 2019, and up until now, it's working extremely well.
Right.
I can't get, there's no tone for my messages. There is for my emails, because I've always put notifications on so I know what's going on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
But nothing for messengers.
Nothing for me. So you've been into all the sound settings, haven't you?
I've been into all the sound settings. I've put it on chimes. I've changed all the... I've turned it on and off.
Yep.
So.
That's always good, turning it on and off. Not enough people do that.
Everything, I tell you that now. Yeah, I turned it on and off. I don't know. I mean, I might have to go up to Apple because the thing is, I went online and I saw that other people had problems.
So the first thing I would do, Leslie, is go into settings.
Settings, yeah.
Right, general in there. General, and there is a reset button down the bottom.
Reset.
And then where it says reset all settings, I'd press that first.
Reset all settings. Okay,
all right. So you're going to have to go and put your Wi-Fi stuff, passwords back in there, but it puts everything back to the default.
All right.
All right.
Okay. I'll do that. Thank you very much.
Give it a go. Thanks, Leslie.
Thank you.
Paul at Allenby Gardens. Paul, get to you in a moment or so. Richard from Anthony over at Prospect. Hi, Richard. Is it possible to place an app on my kid's iPhone remotely without them knowing that restricts inappropriate sites? My server is Optus.
No, you've got to get hold of the phone.
Right.
You really do. And you've got to start early when you do that sort of thing with kids as well. So you know, when they get their first smartphone, you say it's a collaboration between the two of us. You don't tell kids off for different things on there as well. But, you know, if they want to email me, I'll put them in touch with something.
Okay, Richard, we'll pass the email on to onto Richard and he'll follow it up for you. Of course, somebody's going to be in the running to win that... what is it? Nearly $2,200 worth of laptop.
Laptop, yep.
From the people at Harvey Norman Computers.
So we've got to see if the last two come up with a really good question.
Righto. Paul, don't feel under pressure at Allenby Gardens. Second last caller for Richard Pascoe. Paul, good afternoon.
Hey, fellas.
Good, Paul.
Marketplace. Yes. I've been banned for quite a while off Marketplace, and I have no idea why.
Right.
And when I try to go ahead and appeal the case, the appeal button's grayed out, and I can't feel it. So... I'm stuck in a hard place.
You are on there. So you can log on to your account, though, can't you?
I can log on to Facebook, but I can't go into Marketplace.
And they've sent you no messages at all?
All they said is I've violated community or policies, whatever, which all I've done is list a couple of items, but mainly buy stuff off there.
Right.
And I don't know why, what I've done to sit there and...
Did anybody put a comment up on some of the stuff you tried to sell?
Oh, I can't remember. In regards to the comment about what?
Like, the thing that you're selling, Paul.
Oh, like a messaging between me and them?
Yeah, no, it's something on there. So you're selling a computer and somebody's put a comment up there about, you know, the computer, but really bears no resemblance, but is offensive when it goes up. That's what I'd be looking for, Paul.
Okay, yeah, no, not that I know of. And I've never really posted too much. It's mainly me buying.
Yeah,
And it's just frustrating because it's been well over a year. It's like, well, I'm using my wife's account, but it's, you know, I'd like to have my own.
Swap email addresses, Paul. Get yourself another, like a Gmail address, and swap your email address over.
Yeah, simple as that. Righto, to up at Athelstan, Matt for Richard Pascoe, the tech guy. Matt, good afternoon.
Oh, g'day, guys. G'day, Richard.
Hi, Matt.
I'm just looking for a new laptop to buy. I make videos on YouTube, and the type of... I'm looking to run a specific program called DaVinci Resolve. Now, it says here that I'm not sure what the RAM required is 64
right.
gigabytes.
Yep.
And the GPU it's got 20 gigabytes VRAM for top performance. My question is, I usually sort of go with anything with Windows. What sort of costs would I be looking at for a laptop that can run that program with good performance?
I would say be saying probably around about the $2,500-$3,000 mark.
Yeah, okay, no worries. Do you have any specific models that you'd sort of recommend yourself or not really? I'd sort of have to have a look around.
You'd sort of have to have a look around and then, you know, flick me, you know, talk to me, you know, afterwards about it. But you know, it's you need something with a lot of RAM in it because it's a specialised thing you're about to do.
Yeah. Okay. No worries.
And there's only probably a couple of manufacturers on the market who would be able to do that.
Okay. Sure. Fantastic. And how do I get your number?
Head over to adelaidetechguy.com.au.
Thank you very much for your help.
Thanks, Matt.
Righto, Richard. A swagger telephone calls in the last 30 minutes.
And I've been riding furiously,
yes,
furiously over here for it.
Not an easy choice.
No, it's a great question today.
The question that tickled your fancy most.
Joe with his Google One question, I think, today. I think it's good.
What was that about?
So Google One is about how he backs his phone up everything using the Google storage on there as well and how he was able to go along. Can he see what he's backed up to make sure?
So Joe's in the running for that computer worth about nearly $2,200.
$2,200, which is great.
Richard Pascoe, enjoy the weekend of no football. You won't have to worry.
No, we'll take it easy this weekend.
Take it easy. Richard Pascoe, of course, thanks to the people at Harvey Norman.